Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
Schrodinger's Cats.
Meow.
By Ninth Level Games. 2 to 6 players, ages 14 or up, and plays in less than 30 minutes. Cats are curious lots, and cat physicists are doubly so. Their desire to discover the secrets of the universe overwhelms their already shaky catnip-influenced ethics. In Schrodinger's Cats, players run experiments, form hypotheses, and try to one-up each other's research. Players take on the role of cat physicists such as Albert Feinstein or Sir Isaac Newton, using the special abilities to help prove their hypotheses, or at least debunk someone else's. Each cat physicist tries to determine the minimum number of alive cats, dead cats, or empty cats across all the boxes in Schrodinger's famous labs. Ooh, so this game is being reviewed by myself, John,
Ruby,
and Tim.
Yay! You may have heard us before on other reviews of such games.
Nope, first time.
So what's some good stuff we could say about Schrodinger's Cats?
It is definitely within the time limit.
Yes, you took the words right out of my mouth. That's like a big thing for me.
Yep, it says it's a fast-playing game, and it definitely does play pretty quickly.
Yes.
However, because of the range, the 2 to 6, I could see where it could possibly take longer to play.
So I'll go with my normal one before anyone else snorches it. The art's really cool.
All right, so Ruby says the good thing is the art. Tim said the good thing is it plays within the allotted time. I think a good thing is the fact that it comes with, there's some mathy stuff in this, but then they tell you the math, but then they go, instead of you having to worry about the math, here's a nice little board that you can use to keep track of the number of bids. So to me, that this lab clipboard, as it's called, really makes the game, the difference between the game being a, oh my gosh, what are the numbers again?
Me no math versus.
Right. Yeah. So there's math in it, but if you're not a math person, that's fine. They take care of that for you. So what's some bad stuff we can say about this game?
You seem to have some trouble with the pseudoscience-y kind of descriptions.
At least remembering which one meant which thing.
At first, yeah. The instructions in the book are definitely written in this. They're keeping it tongue in cheek with the whole pseudoscience jargon, and that kind of gets a little bit much at first until we kind of broke it down and went, oh.
And the clipboard.
Once we figured out the clipboard, yeah. Once we kind of got through all that, it works really well. I'll say one bad thing is, and this might be the way it is with the one in the library too. Our copy at least came with some stickers, and I don't want to use the stickers on anything because then I won't have the stickers. But that has really nothing to do with the game.
I think that's more of an other.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll throw that in the other category. We'll just pretend it's already there.
Okay.
What would be some other bad things? There was at least one card where the special ability was you get to look through the discard pile. And we couldn't figure out why you would want to do
that. Well, I think we're supposed to play the discard pile face down. And I guess it could be like kind of see what people are throwing out.
So you could kind of get an idea of,
So people are throwing away the live cats.
Right.
Then maybe you don't want to be bidding on a lot of alive cats.
Yeah.
Okay. I say bidding, hypothesizing on a lot of alive cats.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Anything else bad we want to say about the game? I think that pretty much.
Yeah, there isn't a whole lot of bad with the game.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not just saying that because we're fans of Ninth Level.
No, it just played really fast and stuff like that. So what's some other? I said the thing about the stickers, which kind of really has nothing to do with the game itself.
See, now I want to go into the library copy and see if the stickers are there.
The diplomas and underneath each cat, they have like the discovery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which
there's a little bit of knowledge kind of dropped. Some little cat knowledge bombs.
And it was
that you don't gotta clean up after. Sorry.
It was Stephen Meowking's was super massive bowls. Which is kind of funny.
So there's even humor on the cards.
Yeah, there's humor on the cards. And you probably should mention there's like four different types of cards. There's alive, dead, emptying
Heisenberg uncertainty principle, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, which is kind of the wild card.
The wild card, of course, as it were. All right. So, again, that was Schrodinger's Cats by Ninth Level Games.
As I bought game reviews from the Swarmcast, if you don't like it, I'm a come over and kick your...
Tail! Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast, one. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.